Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. According to scriptures, can there be more than one name to call upon for salvation? For example, some say it is permissible to utilize the appellations Yahu, Yah, Yahushua, Yahshua, or even the variant Jesus, in addition to the name Yahweh. The consensus among many individuals is that, in addition to Yahweh, the other various names all carry the same value, so the utilization of any of them would provide the same function concerning one's salvation. Their reasoning stems from the assertion that Yah, being the first part of the Messiah's name, Yahushua or Yahshua, contains the contracted form of the Father's name, Yahweh. Therefore, Yah equals Yahweh. So for salvation purposes, Yahushua or its variant, Yahshua, equals Yahweh. For many, this reasoning would seem to be compatible with scriptural doctrine. But, on the other hand, when one examines this matter more thoroughly, scriptures reveal quite another conclusion. This discussion aims to investigate what scriptures truly have to say about the matter. Let's start with some basics. One may ask, what name was being utilized for salvation before Yahushua the Messiah came in the flesh? The book of Joel gives, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved." Joel 2:32. The next question might be, did anything change after the arrival of Yahushua the Messiah in the flesh? The book of Acts has, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved." Acts 2:21. The verse from Acts eliminates any confusion regarding the name of salvation, once one realizes that Keph, or Peter, was quoting directly from the book of Joel. So far, it is pretty straightforward. Scriptures have shown us that there is one name, not names, to be called upon. Many have failed to comprehend the true message of the following verse from Philippians. "Wherefore, also, Yahweh highly exalted him, and granted to him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yahushua every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that is sovereign, Yahushua the Messiah, to the glory of Yahweh the Father." Philippians 2:9-11. It is generally recognized that this quote from Isaiah, which reads, "I, Yahweh, have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that to me, Yahweh, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, and shall say, only in Yahweh do I have righteousness and strength. To him he will come, and all who are angry with him shall be ashamed." Isaiah 45:23-24. Also, in reference to the citation from Philippians regarding a name which is above every name, it should be noted that it is stated in Psalms what that particular name is. "Let them praise the name Yahweh, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens." Psalm 148:13. The question is now prompted, what name is above every name? Indeed, the evidence does not support the idea that Yah is a contracted or shortened form of the name Yahweh. Certainly, no other name besides the name Yahweh can fulfill the explicit message of scriptures. When addressing the issue of whether it was possible for the forms Yahu and Yah to be abbreviations for Yahweh, G.R. Driver gave the following response. Quote, "No other Semitic race abbreviates the names of its gods, either when used independently or when compounded with other elements and proper names, although they not infrequently leave the name of the god to be supplied. It is hard to believe that a name so sacred as Yahweh would be commonly abbreviated, and the reason indeed why the shorter forms were alone used in proper names may be that they, not having the theological import of Yahweh, were held less sacred and so more suitable for profane use. End of quote. What the evidence from scriptures reveals is the fact that Yahushua's heavenly name was always Yahweh. Of course, scriptures also report that his earthly name was Yahushua. See Matthew 1, verse 21. In addition to the earthly name Emmanuel, see Isaiah 7, 14 and Matthew 1, 23. Next, Yahushua does not mean Yahweh saves, as it is popularly taught and accepted. Yet, when we let scriptures define itself without human intervention, the translation of the Messiah's earthly name reveals it to be Yahweh saves. We will demonstrate this fact as we proceed. At this point, you might be thinking, who is this Yahweh person? Where is he mentioned in scriptures? And is it possible that Yahweh could be one of the saving names? To eliminate doubt, one can rest assured that the evidence from scriptures confirms that there is only one saving name. It is not Yahweh, Yah, Yahushua, Yahshua, or even Jesus. When one examines scriptures, it is without a doubt that Yahushua the Messiah pre-existed as a Ruach or spirit being. The Apostle John, when referencing Yahushua as the Logos or the Word, writes, "In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with the deity, Father Yahweh. And the Logos was a deity. He was in beginning with a deity, Father Yahweh, and the Logos became flesh and tabernacled among us." John 1, 1 through 2, and verse 14. According to scriptures, Father Yahweh created all things by means of Yahushua the Messiah. The New Testament states, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in the deity, Father Yahweh, who created all things through Yahushua Messiah." Ephesians 3, verse 9. "All things were made by him," the Logos, "and without him was not anything made that was made." John 1, verse 3. Therefore, it was the Logos who is identified as Yahweh Elohim who created Adam. Genesis gives, "Then Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Genesis 2, verse 7. It was the pre-existent Yahushua, the Ruach being or angel named Yahweh, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and spoke to him. The book of Exodus states, "And the angel Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. When Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Elohim called to him out of the bush, 'Moses, Moses,' and he said, 'Here I am.'" Exodus 3, 2 through 4. It cannot go unnoticed that Yahushua is identified by John the Baptist as having the name Yahweh, and also as being one of the Elohi, or ruling member of the Elohim. John the Baptist cites Isaiah, which states, "The voice of one calling in the wilderness, 'Prepare the road of Yahweh, make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohi.'" Isaiah 40, verse 3. As any teacher of Yahweh's truth is aware, due to the ineffable name doctrine pervasive among the early Jewish religious factions, the sacred name Yahweh has been tampered with in scriptures. Just the fact that the name Yahweh has been vowel-pointed numerous times in scriptures by the Jewish scribes to guide the reader to read Adonai or Elohim instead is a simple demonstration of this fact. Another demonstration of the tampering of scriptures by Jewish scribes is the stripping out of the Hebrew letter Wah from various names within the same document. For example, in 2 Kings 15, verse 8, a person is named Zechariahu, while in 2 Kings 15, 11, the same person is called Zechariah. There are numerous examples of this type of alteration within scriptures. Now, consider the following citations from Isaiah. Again, the Wah is restored to Yahu. "Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for Yahweh Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." Isaiah 12, verse 2. "Trust in Yahweh forever, for Yahweh Yahweh is an everlasting rock." Isaiah 26, 4. The following verse becomes compelling when the law is restored to Yahweh. Yahweh is my strength in song and has become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. As scriptures have demonstrated, the praenomen of the Ruach being or the angel Yahweh is Yahweh. Additionally indicated is the fact that the full name of this angel, as rendered in scriptures, is Yahweh. The praenomen Yahweh also specifically identifies which particular Yahweh appeared and spoke to the patriarchs, saying, I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. Exodus 3, verse 6. We must now bring forth the fact that according to scriptures, the angel identified as Yahweh became the man Yahushua, the Messiah, and did not die in the transformation process. The book of Luke gives, And the angel said to her, The sacred Ruach will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Sacred, the Son of the Deity. Luke 1, verse 35. It would then follow that, after becoming a man, Yahushua would have retained the name Yahweh as the surname given to him by Father Yahweh. The only time that Yahweh is recorded in scriptures to have died was when he was put to death as a man on the torture stake, which took place in 30 CE. By now, you should be getting a good idea of where all this is leading. Simply put, there was an excellent reason for the Messiah to be named Yahushua. Regarding one's salvation, Yahushua explicitly states, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. By trying to make the name Yahushua or any of its variants equal to the sacred name Yahweh, many people have been trying to force a square peg into a round hole. No one attains salvation by the names Yah, Yahu, Yahshua, Yahushua, or even the popular Greek form, Jesus. There is only one name of salvation found in scriptures, and it is explicitly identified in Joel 2, verse 32. The New Testament gives the exact same message with Acts 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. The message from scriptures is clear. Yahweh is the only name of salvation proclaimed throughout all scriptures. It is the person, Yahweh, who also was given the earthly name, Yahushua, meaning Yahweh saves, who gives salvation by the same name given to him and shared by Father Yahweh, the one and only sacred name, Yahweh. If the name Yahweh is the only saving name that is shared with both Father Yahweh and his son, then one should be able to readily solve the following riddle found in the book of Proverbs. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. For a complete discussion concerning this doctrinal issue, please refer to Chapter 17, Salvation and the Name of the Messiah, of the publication The Sacred Name Yahweh at yahweh.org. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.